Well, here at River Country, we like to get out in the community, find out what's going on. And you know, Stevie, I'm all over all of this stuff. Now, something you probably don't know about Stevie is that I was a Girl Guide. I was a Brownie. I was a Girl Guide. I've been a Girl Guide leader. And there's nothing better than the Girl Guide program. I've got so many memories from being a Girl Guide when I was younger that I still remember today. And the main one is I can set a fire better than most men can. And let me tell you that. So Stevie thought today it's almost cookie time, in case you haven't heard. And I've got some Girl Guides on my show today. So I've got Marley Ledoux and I've got Taylor Cottrell. How you doing, girls?
Good.
Good stuff. Okay, we're going to start with you, Marley. How long have you been a Girl Guide?
I think 5 years.
And then before that, you're a Brownie?
Yeah.
Yes, and what comes before Brownies?
Sparks.
Sparks. You were a Spark, Brownie, and now you're a Girl Guide.
Yeah.
Do you really like Girl Guiding?
Yeah.
You do? What do you like about it the most?
I don't know. I just like it overall.
You like it overall, and I bet you've made a lot of friends and a lot of good connections too, haven't you? Now, do you like cookie time, or is it kind of like a pressure thing with cookies?
I like cookie
You
time.
Like cookies. Yeah? How come? Are you good? Have you sold a lot of boxes?
No.
No, but...
Most of the time, I end up eating all of them.
You end up eating them. That's what I did when I was a Girl Guide too. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not going to lie. So this year, though, you're going to sell a bunch of cookies, aren't you?
Hopefully.
I got a feeling that you are. So how old are you?
10 years old.
You're 10. And what school do you go to?
Springfield.
Good stuff. Now, what would you say to other girls that were maybe thinking of becoming a Girl Guide?
That it's really fun and that you should try it.
You should try it. Perfect. Well, thanks, Marley. We're going to move over to Taylor now. How old are you, Taylor?
I am 12.
12. Man, you're tall for a 12-year-old, huh? And what school do you go to?
I go to Glenmary.
And how long have you been involved in guiding?
I've been in guiding for, I think, 2 or 3 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. Now, do you find that maybe it's hard to do guiding and school and all the other stuff going on in your life?
Not really. It's kind of easy.
What do you guys do at a guiding meeting? Like maybe for people who are listening who've never been to a Girl Guide meeting, what do you guys do?
We do a whole range of stuff, and we do, like, there's certain challenges that we do and theme stuff, and I really like when we do camps, too.
Camps are the best fun.
Yes.
I remember camping, and that was just, like, the best time. Even digging the pits and stuff was fun, I remember, right? Yeah, definitely. So I understand it's cookie time right now.
Yes.
So what are you guys selling?
We're selling the chocolate and vanilla ones.
I'm so glad, because I'm not big on the mint, but you know, a funny story here at the radio station is I went around this morning asking everybody, and they're all like, oh, is it the mint? And I'm like, no, it's the good ones. And they were all like a little bit, oh, really? And I'm like, no. These are the best ones for sure. So if people wanted them here in Peace River, how would they get themselves a box?
We just take in boxes home, and then we sell them to people, or our parents get in contact with people who want them.
Right. So if you have a Girl Guide in your life, or maybe a relative that's a Girl Guide in your life, you need to reach out to them right now because it's cookie season. Now, the money for the cookies. Marley, where does the money go for the cookies?
The money goes to, like, fundraising for the Girl Guides so that we can do activities and camps.
And that's pretty important stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a big way. Well, we bought 6 boxes off you guys, and we're going to probably end up buying more, I'm pretty sure. But I would ask all of you who are listening right now to reach out to a Girl Guide. Probably you can even just get in touch on their Facebook page, right? Taylor, do you think that they would be able to do that?
Yeah, they can go onto the Facebook page and then probably contact people.
Yeah. Or maybe your manager or somebody,
yes,
and find out. Because, you know, we're used to buying cookies all over the place, but I guess that's not happening this year.
Not that much.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. It was a lot of fun. I always love hanging out with Girl Guides, and I wish you the best of luck with your cookie campaign. And to everybody else out there, you need cookies. Find yourself some cookies. They're on sale right now with the Girl Guides. Thanks for coming on, and I understand you're going to introduce the next song for me right now.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, off you go.
Right now, it's Thomas Rhett.
Beer Can't Fix on River Country.